Now, a victory for student protests in Scotland. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon apologising yesterday for the calculated grades awarded to students this year, admitting they hadn't got it right. Students had complained that they were more likely to have their predicted grades lowered if they attended a school in a disadvantaged area.
We took decisions that we thought on balance were the right ones, and we took them with the very best of intentions. These were broadly the same decisions that have been reached for England and Wales as well. But our concern, which was to make sure that the grades young people got were as valid as those they would have got in any other year, perhaps led us to think too much about the overall system and not enough about the individual pupil. And that has meant that too many students feel that they've lost out on grades that they should have had, and also that has happened as a result not of anything they've done, but because of a statistical model or an algorithm. And in addition, that burden has not fallen equally across our society. So despite our best intentions, I do acknowledge that we did not get this right, and I'm sorry for that.
Jamie McIver, BBC Scotland's education correspondent, is on the line. The Scottish system, of course, a few weeks ahead of us, delivering results of predicted grades. What happened, Jamie?
Oh my goodness, as far as U-turns go, this is a pretty dramatic example of the art, isn't it? Now, to explain, exams in Scotland were cancelled for the first time ever because of the pandemic. So instead, a system was put in place where teachers would provide estimated grades, and then these estimated grades would be validated using an algorithm which took factors into account such as a school's previous record. Now, it was always there were always warnings that by doing this, students who attended schools where in the past not so many had got the top grades would be particularly likely to lose out. But the message had always been not to worry, there was going to be a full appeals process, so anybody who didn't get the grades that they felt they deserved last week when the exam results were given out would have been able to make that appeal. And those who needed particular grades for university were going to get their appeal fast-tracked, so they would have learnt the result within 3 or 4 weeks. But yes, there was an absolute outcry, in particular an outcry from students in disadvantaged areas who felt they had particularly lost out, in some cases perhaps feeling they had been the victims of a form of institutionalised snobbery, that their social class had worked against them. Now, momentum was building against this. Even some prominent SNP politicians, including, for example, the young SNP MP Mary Black, had condemned the system that was being used. So on Sunday came word that there would be this rethink, and today we'll get the details of exactly what the Scottish Government is going to do instead. But yes, as far as U-turns go, pretty dramatic.
But the results were pretty dramatic in terms of the discrepancies between areas. Can you talk us through that?
Yes, indeed. The headline data, the macro data, as it were, for Scotland as a whole, all sounded broadly in line with previous years. Pass rates for the three main qualifications were slightly up, but broadly in line with previous years. But one particular concern was that the number of estimated passes in hires, which is, if you like, the gold standard, that's a qualification that people would do in their fifth year at secondary school, the number of estimated passes came down in particular amongst students in disadvantaged areas, though the Scottish Government did point out that more students from disadvantaged areas were still getting a higher, so in that sense attainment was going up. But yes, it was that perception that those from disadvantaged areas had been particularly likely to lose out, while at the same time, there were claims that students who go to schools in relatively advantaged areas had actually been marked up, again, because of a school's prior record. So there you might have had examples of a narrow fail becoming a pass or a B becoming an A, rather than the other way around.
And the authorities, the idea initially was that if you weren't happy, you could appeal. But there's been a rowing back on that now. What's the plan now?
Well, that's exactly what we'll find out this afternoon from the Education Secretary, John Swinney. But the expectation is that they will move to a system where far more students will get the grades that their teachers had originally estimated. Now, there is a downside to that, of course, if it leads to any dramatic change in the pass rates, because as I was saying a moment ago, the overall national pass rates were broadly in line with previous years. And the whole thinking there was that a student in 2020 should be able to hold their head up high and feel that the grades they got this year were just as much of an achievement as the grades in any other year. Fair to the students, fair to colleges and universities, fair to employers. Nobody wanted the sense that people would think a pass this year or an A this year was just given to a student out of sympathy because it was the year of terrible circumstances. Now, if you simply go for a system where teacher grades are routinely accepted, you could end up with a pass rate of round about 85%. And then the argument is that that could risk devaluing qualifications, even if people this year accepted we were in exceptional circumstances. In 5 years' time, an employer may be looking at the qualifications somebody got this year and thinking, oh, you got those in 2020. You didn't really do so well, did you? And I think that's why there's the risk attached here if you have no form of validation whatsoever.
Okay. Jamie McIver, we're grateful for your time this morning. More on this and what it might mean for us later in the programme.